Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jerry Detweiler, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, Education Director for NAV, one of the top finance and credit experts on the planet. Jerry, I need you to tell us about NAV.
Yeah, we're like Credit Karma for small business. So you set up a free NAV account. We're going to show you your business and personal credit in one place for free, updated monthly, and then we'll help match you to financing.
And that's nav.com.
That's right.
Okay, nav.com. So check it out, folks. And that's Jerry Detweiler, Jerry with a D. Hey, Jerry, startup financing. When I started my business 31 years ago, you heard of being undercapitalized? Well, that presumes you had some capital. I was below undercapitalized, and I finally just was able to get two nickels to rub together and get started, and as way leads on the way, but that was bootstrapping. I just did it by bootstrapping, like most small business owners. But even bootstrappers need a little bit of credit. And I have to say that over time, I was able to, use a little leverage that my community bank helped me with, by the way. And what do you think?
Yeah, it's challenging. The good news is, the exciting news is we're seeing a lot of business startups this year. So we're hitting records in terms of the number of new filings for new businesses. So people are pursuing entrepreneurship, but some of those businesses are going to be kind of capital intensive, and some aren't. You start out consulting, which is what I used to do for over 10 years, and it's not super capital intensive. But you have businesses where if you're going to start a landscaping business, you're going to need equipment and trucks and other things. So you really have to be prepared to look at a lot of different options, because most lenders want to see 2 years in business, revenues, good credit scores, right? So you have to get a little creative. So you have to look at things like vendor or equipment financing. So if you're buying anything from a supplier so that you can make it part of what you sell, ask them if they will let you buy it on net terms. So say net 30 terms, you have 30 days to pay. And many of them are willing to do that even without much of a personal credit check, just because they want you to buy their stuff and use it in your business.
And can I stick one thing in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me stick one thing in here, Jerry. Sure. Folks, bootstrapping is hard. Bootstrapping takes time, but bootstrapping will teach you the you'll never underappreciate what you achieve when you make it happen, when you actually succeed after bootstrapping. But you have to realize that what Jerry's talking about is you can't grow all the things she's talking about. You can't do that overnight. You can't go from 0 to 10 employees in a year if you don't have some capital. It might take you longer. If you're going to, as you say, Jerry, do these things by getting different kind of financing and net 30, all that, you might have to not grow as fast as you want to, at least in the early days. What do you think?
Yes, that's right. And the other thing we're seeing right now, because of the way the economy's been this year, is there may be opportunities for a newer, younger, or even existing business to buy or acquire another business where they say,
right,
you know what, I'm done. I don't want to be here anymore.
That's
and
right.
That can require capital as well. Sometimes it's seller financing, but not always. Sometimes the seller wants the money so they can go do something else or retire or whatever else. So one thing that I want to point out, I hear a lot of businesses saying, well, I'm going to get an SBA loan. And SBA loans can be great, but it's involved. It's not a simple overnight process
And they usually are associated even an SBA loan needs collateral, and you have to show them how many jobs you're going to create. They don't come for they're not hard to get. They're not impossible to get, but they're not fall off a log easy either.
That's right. That's right. Now, interestingly, though, Jim, this kind of shocked me when I was looking at the SBA statistics for 2020. 17% of the money in the 7A program, the most popular program, went to new businesses. And we're talking new businesses. Hmm. Now, many of those may have been acquisitions or a franchise.
Right.
So you do want to look around and check this out. But don't assume that there's a pot of money out there that's going to be easy for a brand new business to get. You're going to have to do exactly what you said, which is you're going to have to bootstrap, and at the same time, being aware of your options, building business credit, making sure your personal credit's in good shape so you have the options when they come along. And then I want to mention one more that I think has been a real bright spot this year, and that's crowdfunding. It's the numbers have been going up, and there's rewards crowdfunding like Kickstarter. There's donor crowdfunding like GoFundMe, which is not used so much for starting a business. Debt-based crowdfunding like Kiva. The equity crowdfunding, they just raised the limit from $1.07 million to $5 million. Hmm. And this is a way, instead of going for venture capital and angel funding, you go to the crowd to raise that money, and that may be an option for some businesses as well.
But you're going to want to, folks, you're not going to want to do that as a startup, in my opinion, Jerry. You're going to want to do that once you've got a business model that you've proven. What do you think? Quick, last thoughts.
Yeah, the time it works for a startup is if you have great experience in an industry, a very interesting product, technology, biotech, even restaurants are sometimes using reg crowdfunding if they're a popular chef who and people want to support them.
And you've proven that the dogs will eat your dog food. That's a big deal, too. Hey, Jerry.
That's right.
Nav.com, right?
Yes, that's right.
Hey, Jerry, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
Jerry Detweiler, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jerry with a G if you're looking her up. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.